Fone de botão. How do you know? That's what you think. There's a way you should let them. You hope you won't simulate other lives. Ever not, because both is plans. Okay. We're in Hay, in Rena. Someone around about Nun Dalet, Nun Hay, correct? Yeah, but first to. The Kiddush we've seen up to now is that you don't have to just, you can get what you want, not just by requesting it, but you can actually praise your way to where you want to go. The etzem praising Hashem is already a sibah for you to get that shefa. Yeah. Praising Hashem because he's the Reif Echolim already brings the refuah. Later, you have to ask for it as well. You have to understand why you need both. That's another story. Well, the Yesod of Rina is, first of all, the first Yesod we saw in Rina is that you're praising Hashem if you're becoming aware of who you're talking to. It arouses the awareness of who you're about to talk to. It puts you Lifnei HaMelech. But the other aspect that we've opened up here, which is a Chiddush, is that the praise actually gets you what you're asking for. That's what we're in the middle of dealing with there. Okay? That thing that he's busy praising and singing Hashem about, kagon shemaki bet la'avud shakadosh baruch hu reif ha'chayilim, al yedei hakaroso v'simchosoi zu b'boyroi, this simcha and this praise and this recognition that Hashem is the reif ha'chayilim, without being mevakesh refuah, just the etzem recognition that Hashem is the reif ha'chayilim, niftochim lo'eisem asharim l'shpi'a lov, that opens up the gates and it's mashpi'a roni. That you never knew about. You know, if you ask for something, you get it. You don't get it. You never knew that if you thank Hashem for something that you haven't got, you get it as well. That's news. The whole new world of Philia. Okay, so let's try and take this a step further. Well, when you praise somebody for something and you thank somebody for something, it's all part of, yeah, again, what exactly the aspect of Rini is that you're focusing. When you're saying Hashem is Reif HaChayilim, you recognize that he's the Reif HaChayilim and you're praising him for that and thanking him for that. We'll see a bit later that there's the thanking Hashem for what's gone and then begging for what you need. It might be that you had an illness, God forbid, and you've been merapid, and you're thanking Hashem for the refuah. You're not asking for more refuah, you're just thanking him for being merapid you and recognizing he was the one that was merapid you. That itself brings the shefa. By the way, everybody can say to Hashem, thank you every second that he's being merapid them because we're all ill and sick and being bombarded with millions of illnesses and sicknesses all the time, and Hashem is being merapid us from them. You don't have to wait until you're in Shaddai Tzedek, Rahman, and it's long before you realize you're sick and you have to thank Hashem for making you better. Don't wait for that. Don't wait until that happens. You understand how much refuah we need every second of the day. You know, it's flying around in this room that could kill us. You know, your antibody system is working overtime every second of the day to take care of all the possible diseases you could get. So there's a recognition of that moedim. When you say moedim 3 times a day, so that's I'm thanking Hashem for the refuah that I'm here. I'll need to say my life is in your hands, mamash, constantly. That recognition and that thank you that brings the shefa. That's what he's saying. Dovin HaMelech says, it is toiv. I'm not going to get into the translation of toiv now. It does not mean good. Does whatever it means, it doesn't mean good. Okay? Toiv. It's toiv. It's good. It's better to chasais, to rely, to trust in Hashem, niftoach ba'odom, than to trust Adam. It's not any better, but it stops you being cursed. Oru ha'odom oruv ba'odom. Cursed is the man who trusts another man. It's not just a good thing to trust in Hashem rather than trust in Adam. It actually stops you from being oruv, the curse. One of the curses. Oru hagever, baruch hagever sheyiftach ba'Hashem. Why should it oru hagever? Oru hagever, yiftach ba'adam. Umafarish agro, luva besidur. The sidur agro explains pshat toiv lachazayis b'shem yiftoch b'adam. The betochen lual inyan sheyesh bo haftocha. Betochen is in the thing that you trust. V'chsyoinu b'lo haftocha. Sorry, again. What's lachazayis b'shem? Why doesn't it say toiv liftoch b'shem yiftoch b'adam? It says toiv lachazayis b'shem yiftoch b'adam. There's a switch in the language there, you noticed? You saw the switch in language? What's the difference between chasais b'ashem and miftoach b'adam? Chasais and miftoach. So the Goyen explains like that. The tochen is on something you have a promise. Someone promised you something, so you trust it, they'll deliver it. The guy says, it's coming today and I'll deliver it tomorrow. That's the tochen. He promised you it's coming tomorrow, so you that's called the tochen. Chesyoid. Toiv lachaseis b'ashem chisyoin uvelo avtoch. Ka'odam hachayse b'tzeil ilan. Like a person relies, trusts on the shade of a tree. That's the going. So what is this talking about? It's better to trust in Hashem without any promises than trust in a man that's promised. Hashem never promised you anything. Hashem never promised you anything. But it's better to trust in Hashem without the promise than to trust in man with a promise. Like a tree, you get shade from a tree. Now, what is that? Vina. Hachoyse betzel ilon. Mashilin magen alav. Why does a tree give you shade? He likes you, you're a good guy. He feels bad for you that it's hot, so he wants to give you shade. No. A tree gives you shade. Because that's his metzios, that's his essence. Shekol mi shemitkarav alavoy medbetzel mogano mimele b'tnei achama v'ageshem. Anybody who stands under the tree is automatically in the shade and protected from the sun and the rain. Not because the tree is reliable or trustworthy, just because that's his metzios. You bash your head against the wall and it hurts. Not because the wall's got anything against you. It's the metzios. When you bash your head against the wall, it hurts. Don't get a sense of the moshul, yeah? V'chein etzel Hashem yisparach. V'o p'nei melech chayim. Pasuk in Mishnah. V'o p'nei melech, I'm sure they translated as countenance. Am I right? Guaranteed. They always translate v'o p'nei melech as countenance. No one knows what that means. Countenance. V'o p'nei melech. The light of the face of the melech. That's how I translate it. And that doesn't mean anything either. Yeah, lectury, countenance, phylacteries, and what are those things called? Penitential prayers. Yeah, like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Huh? Tassels, that's what they called it. Tassels. But all pnei melech chayim, countenance. I'm not going to argue with these guys. They cost $50,000 to translate that state, so I'm going to argue with them. There was some work there, my friend. That's an unbelievable piece of work there. No, use it. I use it all the time. I use it all the time. It's a lovely sefer. No, we struggled to get this thing translated. It took a long, long time. It wasn't poshut. In the end, they got the right guy and it cost a lot of money. It's a masterpiece then. Look at it. Look at the original. Look at the translation. There's like 40 pages and that's the whole encyclopedia. It's not just translation or whatever. Anyway, it's an excellent piece of work that. Good. So, Panei or Melechai. The Kamosha or Meir Lekol. Why does the light shine on everybody? Light illuminates. That's its Metzias. Nothing special going on. I mean, there is, but you stand under the shade of a tree, there's shade there because that's the Metzias of a tree, that there's shade there. When you stand opposite the light, you get light. That goyin is telling you that standing under a tree and getting shame, that's like putting your trust in Hashem. Whoever puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem automatically helps you because that's his metzias. That's the metzias of the goodness of Hashem that is unlimited, endless. Shabbat and a chorus, Koycha Vetuva, Korosh Lemo. recognizing, the etzem recognizing, the koicha and the toive, the korish lema, you have to mamas your korish lema, the chaisebo boteacholov, and you chaise, you put yourself in that shelter, and you have trust in him, you feel secure in him, automatically. The same as when you stand under a tree when it's hot, you get shade. You know why? That's the Metzias. When you step up to the plate in your understanding and recognition that it's Hashem, automatically you're in the shade of Hashem. That's the going. The unbelievable going. We say it every day, thousands of times a year. It says, as opposed to being bitoach b'adam. What's the mile of l'chaseis b'bitoach? You don't have a promise from Hashem, but you have a promise from the man. Trust Hashem even without the promise. You know why? Because when you chaseis in Hashem, it's like you just stepped into a tree and you get shade. Automatic. That's the Metzias. That is reality. Nothing else has to happen. When you step into under a tree because it's hot and you want shade, nothing else has to happen. You just step under the shade. Now you got shade. The same with Hashem, the Goyim's telling you. If you don't like what the Goyim's saying, you can write to him.
In the case of a tree, I go in the tree, it's summertime, I'm standing under the tree, I'm going to feel cooled off, whether or not I have a hakara, I even realize that I realize, thank it, I don't thank it, I don't even think, and it's not even in my frame of reference at all.
Yeah, 1 second, you see what he's saying.
But when it comes to Hashem's Barak, saying, no, you have to have a hakara in order to...
How do you get under the tree in the Nimshol? Hakara, no, in the Nimshol, not in the Marshal. The tree is the Marshal. Hashem's the Nimshol. How do you get into the shade? How do you get under the tree in the Nimshol? The Hakara. The Hakara is walking under the tree. The minute you're makir that the Boira Olam is the Reife Choyle, that's the Matthias. You're in the shade of the tree. You're in the refuah of the tree. That's the Nimshol. Excellent question. That's the question. Those are good questions. Achot. Yeah? The tree, you have to walk under the tree. Yeah, you have to get under the tree as well. How? Through the hakara, through the chayseboy. You have to be chaysebo. Or betoel chalav. Memeli elo kol abrochas yashrim kulam. It's the chayse and the boteach that's putting yourself into the shade. That's putting yourself into the or panecha. That's allowing the countenance to shine upon you. This is betochen. When you trust Hashem, Hashem is your trust. Mamela. Immediately, that's exactly the same idea. Exactly the same idea. You go under a tree, mamela, you get saved. You were tired by Hashem, mamela, you have Hashem. You trust in man, mamela, you are. You're in the sun. You're going to get sunburned. Mamela, that's his kiddush. That's the Goyim's kiddush. With his explanation, that's nifla. To the extent that you're boteya, because we have the promise, by the way. Means even if Hashem didn't promise you anything, it's better to rely on him than a man that's promised it. But you have the promise from Hashem already. So, Venera Farish. What is those two things? It's chesed and it's emes. It says, yeah, the Goyen explains it differently to the way he's going to explain it, but we'll go with what he says because I don't ever see what draw in front of me to see what the Goyen says. We're learning this cipher because we want to hear what he says. We want to learn the Goyim, we'll go learn the Goyim. Right now we're going to see what he says, but he's big enough to tell you. The Goyim explains differently. The chesed umash Hashem is barach noisin b'tzurah shel nesina. What's chesed? Chesed is where Hashem gives in a way of giving the seder. The emes who mashem makabli machmes etzem amitus hametzius. Hashem gives in two ways. Does chesed in two ways. Let's put it that way around. The one is where he gives you something. You didn't have it before. Now I give it to you. The second one is because that's the mitziyut. Zeh mitziyut to be kivachol. Mitziyus o pnei Hashem is barach hu sheifa kol hanimtze liyodoi. When you're standing next to Hashem, he's not giving you light. When you're standing next to Hashem, you're the light of Hashem. Because that's the mitziyus of being next to Hashem, you're in his light. It's not that you're on the side of town and he feels bad for you, so he sends you a present. The fact that you're standing next to him means you're in the light. I'll tell you another example I heard from him. I'm not sure if it works out. We will try. You'll help me think it through. But here's all Pnei Hashem is Barach Hu Shreifal Kol Anim Tzeliyot V'Choyse Bo Shefel Shel Toiris Chaim Avas Chetz It's Tzoko Barach V'Nim Tzatei Midas Min HaShgocha. There's two types of HaShgocha. There's two Midas of HaShgocha. Midas HaChesed or Midas HaEmes. Emes is just, that's the Metzius. Zeh HaMetziut. Once gave this marshal on, I think it was on Yom Kippur. At the last time I heard him speak, actually, was Erev Yom Kippur, midnight on Erev Yom Kippur. We daven for a lot of things. Refuah, panosa, security, everything, yeah? Why don't you just daven to go live in the palace? If you would live in the palace, mamele, you'd have the doctor, the refuah, the security, you'd have everything you need, no? Food, air conditioning, roof over your head, all the things you're doubling for. Just ask to go back and live with Hashem. When you're living with Hashem, Mamele, you have everything. So I was thinking, when you're living in the palace and you get food, that's not a gift, that's just a matzias. In the palace, whoever lives in the palace gets fed. If you're outside the palace and you needed food, you'd have to ask for food and he would send you food. That's chesed. MS is, I'm living in the palace, Mamele, I'm taken care of. I don't need to hire a guard security company. Because I'm in the palace, and the palace is made secure. No, well, I'm just thinking that might be another way of understanding it. If it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'll just have it on the process and see if it works. That's true. That mostly is true. When you're davening for things, just daven for Mashiach to come. We're davening for this, and this, and Mashiach comes in. All those problems go away. So just daven for Mashiach to come. We tag on at the end of our tefillah after we've asked for everything. Oh, by the way, you know, maybe Mashiach can come as well. Would be nice. Just daven for Mashiach to come. Maybe you'll have everything you need. No, you have to daven for everything as well. So that's another story. I'm not going into that now. If you were living in the palace, then all your problems would be taken care of. You'd have other problems. Don't worry. Hashem can find you wherever you are. A lot of people living in the palace are miserable and depressed and suicidal and taking drugs and whatever because they've got everything easy and they're not working for anything. But that, we're not taking the marshal that far. It's marshal. I mean, the nice thing about marshals, you can do what you want. It's like the grass being green on the other side. Once it's dimming, you can do whatever you want. The grass is always green on the side. You know why? Because that's not real grass. That's dimion grass. Real grass only gets this green. The other guy's grass is fantasy. You can make it as green as you want. You go on the other side of the fence and you see his grass is just as green as yours. It's not less green because he's also got real grass once you get to the other side of the fence. You live in fantasy most of the time. Okay, that's another subject. I just want to stick to the subject. That's called Chesed and Emes. Emes is the one that's interesting us the most. Chesed, we knew about. You ask for something and Hashem sends it. Emes is you don't have to ask for it. It's just the fact that you're standing there, you automatically have it. When I'm standing in a room with the lights on, I don't have to ask for the light. The light's just mamela there. When I'm with Hashem, as the Rambam said in the Moreh Nevuchim, we'll see it again. When you're thinking about Hashem, you're with Hashem. You're mamele, you have the light. When you're standing under a tree, you're mamele, you have the tree. You don't have to think about the tree to get the shade. You have to go there. But with Hashem, it's easy to think about it if you're there. Then came Lenin Tfilah. It's back to our subject. If the reality is that when a person's standing and praising Hashem, he's with Hashem, he's dovuk to Hashem, and I just re-mentioned again now. Rambam says that b'furush. You think about Hashem, you dovel kin Hashem. So if you trust the Rambam to know what he's talking about, I'm going to. Then when you think about Hashem, you dovel to Hashem. When you're singing and praising and saying halal and doing all the things you do in praise of Hashem, to get a zimra, whatever you're doing, you're just saying thank you, you're thinking about Hashem, you are with Hashem, bepoil in reality, and you're very, very close to him. Okay? If so, via this, that you're with Hashem and you're talking to him and you're close to him, you're standing in the light. So, you get the countenance. You don't have to ask for anything more. That's how Rina works. Rina is thinking about Hashem, recognizing Hashem, praising Hashem for that what you've recognized. Mamela, you're there. You're standing under the tree, and Mamela, you get the shade. Mamela, the brocha comes. You have to ask for it. You have to ask for it as well. You see, but in Rina, in this particular world, that's how that works. It's a nifla v'naira. Nifla v'naira. Well, with the tree, yeah. But the problem with the marshal is you actually have to walk under the tree. That was Rav Shmuel's question. In the tree, in the marshal, how do you get the shade? You pick yourself up and you put yourself in the shade. In the nimshal, in Hashem, what's picking yourself up and putting you in the shade? Recognition, thinking about Hashem, recognizing that Hashem, that's the putting yourself in the shade. And maybe you're there. Yeah. No, seeing the tree is not enough. You have to go there. No, that doesn't. No, with the tree, you have to pick yourself up and go under the tree. Yeah, but you're mixing the marshal and the nimshal. You can't do that. No, you can only move. You only move one piece. The tree is a tree, and Hashem's a Hashem. How do you get under the tree? You pick yourself up and you walk into the tree. Once you've done that, you're now in the shade. How do you get into the shade of Hashem, into the light of Hashem? You have to think about him, praise him, recognize him, do the things we speak to you about.
A couple of muscle and initial here. You're not under the tree all the time. You're only under the tree when you notice that there's a tree, recognize the tree, pick yourself up and move under the tree. You're not under this countenance until you know you are.
Spirit. You'd connect and disconnect based on what's going on in your head. There's more, but that's just for the purpose of this discussion. We'll see, there's other discussions. I'm just having this discussion. We'll see, we'll deal with that as well. What do you mean? When I get up to Daven Shmon Esrei, the Shulchan Aruch says, you Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, but I'm Oymed Lifnei all the time. Okay, so we'll deal with those problems. It's a separate problem, but in Achinami, that's the work, yes. You got it. It's Moiridik.